Yes, that was Richard Mamabolo from Popcrew sharing with us his thoughts on the developments of the weekend and the comments made by Julius Malema, leader of the EFF. Now we move on to another issue, and that is the issue of social entrepreneurship. Social entrepreneurship has generated a lot of interest in the last 10 years. More and more universities and business schools are offering courses related to social entrepreneurship, while the numbers of social entrepreneurs keeps growing. This afternoon, we joined by Brother Muhammad Dadabai, who is an accountant. Welcome you to the program. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you, Mufti?
Alhamdulillah, and yourself?
Alhamdulillah, I can't complain. Allah shukr.
Alhamdulillah. So when we talk of social entrepreneurship, what does that mean to you?
Mufti Saab, let me begin by saying this concept is tied into the traditional concept of entrepreneurship. Many scholars have attempted to define the term of social entrepreneurship. In my humble opinion, I would define it as an approach by individuals, groups, startup companies, or entrepreneurs in which they develop, fund, and implement solutions to social, cultural, and environmental issues. We should note the important difference between traditional profit entrepreneurs and social entrepreneurs. Traditional profit entrepreneurs typically measure performance using business matrix like profits, revenues, increases in prices, which lead to increase in wealth. Social entrepreneurs, however, are either non-profits or they blend for-profit goals with generating a positive return to society. Therefore, they use different matrix to traditional entrepreneurs. Social entrepreneurship typically attempts to further society through social, cultural, and environmental goals, often associated with the voluntary sector in areas such as poverty alleviation, healthcare, and community development.
Yes, yeah, so, a comprehensive definition that you've given us, and very much society and community based. So in that sense, you know, it's something positive. There is this idea that we find being floated around that there's only positives to social entrepreneurship, and that's not the case with entrepreneurship in general. How would you view that?
Mufti, in terms of social entrepreneurship, yes, in my opinion, social entrepreneurship has mostly positive consequences provided, and that's the important thing, provided the social enterprise adheres to its objectives of uplifting society with its activities. If social entrepreneurs do not adhere to their predefined objectives as a social enterprise, there can be many negative consequences. There are instances where social enterprises have been used as a political tool to achieve the objectives of corrupt individuals. Our country, South Africa, has many of these examples. There are also other instances in some countries where social enterprises grow to be large organizations, and there becomes a trade-off between the social activities as well as profits. One instance is the social objective of the organization gives way for profit, and thus the social enterprise is lost. An example of this is a microfinance house that was founded to help the poor. To help the poor and needy with loans to help them establish themselves. This enterprise was overtaken by the one to maximize profits. Thus, the poor and needy were left neglected, and the social enterprise was looked upon as a failure.
So when we look at possible social entrepreneurships, are we expecting government to start these things? Or, you know, are there, in your knowledge, any efforts being made by the private sector to initiate social entrepreneurships?
That's a good question, Omar. In social entrepreneurship, we have, it's the coming together of communities, private sector, and government. We look at the development aid issue. As I mentioned, the social entrepreneur is an approach to develop, fund, and implement strategies, solutions for the benefit of society. And again, this is the coming together of the private sector, communities, and the government. And when the social enterprise has been established, obviously in successful social entrepreneurs or enterprises, what would happen then is that the social issues that the enterprise has been set up to conduct will then generate profits, therefore allowing for those people around that enterprise to benefit. And as a result, it will eliminate the need for the sourcing of aid and foreign loans, because now you've generated income in communities to uplift those communities.
So for us as a community, you know, how do we begin benefiting from this and making this mechanism or this, you know, this concept work for us as a community? And what would be the start point?
Social entrepreneurship offers communities the opportunity to establish organizations that will be able to use their profits in a positive development and establishment of sustainable community projects that will make positive impact on people's lives. And that's the important point, Mufti, is that the projects, I mean, we can use an example, and just before me, you were talking about these illegal land invasions. In some countries, what has happened is the coming together of the community, government, and private sector, they've been able to establish, and again, yeah, I must make mention, as we spoke about earlier, there are positives and negatives. In some countries, the negatives have come out, in other countries, the positives have come out. But through a social enterprise, you can then develop with the three parties coming together, you can then develop housing for people, which will then uplift the community. Development and establishment of sustainable community projects that will make positive impact on people's lives. As a result of that, and like I spoke about the housing just now, by setting up a social enterprise that can deliver on housing through the partnership of government, the private sector, and the community, you can have people move into houses that will uplift their lives. Another one that I'd like to mention, and you know, while doing the research into this interview, the more and more I read about it, and the more and more it came to my mind that I should mention this, that if you really look at a positive social enterprise, would be Radio Islam. The model that Radio Islam has applied is effectively a social entrepreneurship model. I would also like to say that we have only scratched the surface with regards to the potential of social entrepreneurship. The topic is extremely vast and is developing rapidly. Lots of research and studies are being done around the world into the impact of social entrepreneurship on society and on communities.
So what message would you like to leave the listeners with this afternoon?
I would like to leave the listeners with the message that there is a tool, or there is a mechanism of social entrepreneurship, which can be used by all of us, by all of us coming together and working together in order to help eliminate some of the difficulties we find in our communities through a social entrepreneurship partnership.
Yes, certainly. I think it's something that we need to continue exploring. Jazakumullah khair for enlightening us on this issue. Barakallahu fikum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.